This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at our top stories at week's end and President Obama taking his message of fiscal restraint and health care reform on the road Friday to Henderson, Nevada. The event was designed as a town hall forum to talk about the economy and the ongoing congressional fight over health care, but in the end it was basically a stump speech for embattled Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. More on that in a moment, but the president did talk in his comments about the fight over health care reform, and he alluded to the upcoming summit on February 25th with Republicans and Democrats of both the House and Senate, in which the issue will be debated at length in front of the television cameras. The president told his supportive audience that he expects a good exchange of ideas. He says he plans to keep pushing the Democratic version of reform, and he hopes the Republicans have some ideas of their own.
This coming week, I'm going to be meeting, and Harry's going to be meeting, with members of both parties in both chambers. We're going to move forward the Democratic proposal. We hope the Republicans have one, too. And we'll sit down and let's hammer it out.
The president says he has simple criteria for successful health care reform. It includes keeping costs under control, expanding coverage to those who currently can't get it but want it, as well as protecting the coverage of those who already do. The president says he needs to get this done and get it done soon.
So show me what you got, but don't let the American people go another year, another 10 years, another 20 years without health insurance reform in this country.
The president also continuing his latest public push for fiscal restraint. The president touting the creation of a new bipartisan panel to study ways of reducing the deficit. He also says it's time to tighten the belt on spending, which he says his latest budget does. Critics point out it's a record $3.8 trillion with a record $1.6 trillion in deficit spending. But the president says he is headed down the right path when it comes to fiscal restraint.
We've got to confront this fiscal crisis that has been brewing for years. That's why we're cutting what we don't need to pay for what we do. That's why I signed a law that says Americans should pay as we go and live within our means.
Republicans also critical of the recently passed PAYGO legislation because Congress can lift the restrictions imposed by it anytime they want, as evidenced by suggestions that Democrats may not impose PAYGO rules on their second stimulus package, if in fact it ever gets approved. The president also there, as mentioned, to stump for embattled Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who trails in recent public opinion polls against all three little-known Republican challengers. Reid running for a fifth term to the U.S. Senate later this year. First of all, the president is bringing a whole lot of money to help people in Nevada, specifically with the housing crisis.
And that's why today, thanks to the leadership of Harry Reid, I'm announcing a $1.5 billion fund for housing finance agencies in the states that are hardest hit by this housing crisis. And that means here in Nevada.
The president also took time to mention Harry Reid specifically, saying Harry Reid is a great fighter for his community, for his state, and the nation.
Harry Reid has never stopped fighting. He hasn't stopped fighting for Henderson. He hasn't stopped fighting for Nevada. He has not stopped fighting for the United States of America and middle-class families all across this country that need a fair shake.
One other Democratic senator in the news today, and that's New Jersey's 86-year-old Frank Lautenberg, who has reported that he has been diagnosed with stomach cancer. It's a type B lymphoma that his staff says can be treated successfully, and chemotherapy will begin immediately. Also on Friday, word that 85-year-old Alexander Haig, former chief of staff to President Nixon, former secretary of state to President Reagan, has been admitted to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Officials there confirming that Haig has been hospitalized, but giving absolutely no details on why he has been admitted. Away from the political stage on Friday, the biggest name in sports finally going public with his apologies for one of the biggest scandals to rock sports in years. Golfing great Tiger Woods, speaking before reporters and friends today in Ponte Vedra, Florida, at the headquarters of the PGA. Woods, first of all, admitting what everyone has gathered at this point, that he cheated and cheated often.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame.
Woods also says that his money and fame got to his head, and he became convinced that he was entitled to anything he wanted.
I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I felt that I had worked hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me. I felt I was entitled.
Wood says, though, he now realizes that he's not any more special than anyone else.
I was wrong. I was foolish. I don't get to play by different rules. The same boundaries that apply to everyone apply to me.
Wood says he will continue to undergo treatment. He didn't specify, but most believe that's some sort of sex addiction therapy. He also says he plans at some point to return to golf. Won't say when, but says it could be as early as sometime later this year. On the interview front today, a three-part interview with David Capelli and managing editor at WorldNetDaily.com on his brand new book, How Evil Works, Why Evil Works Its Way Into Our Society, How It Manifests Itself on the World Stage and Right in Our Very Own Homes. And we'll talk about ways to fight back against the tide of evil in our society. You can also catch my interview with Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center. He's one of the many conservative signers of the Mount Vernon Statement, establishing conservative principles based on the Constitution that he and his colleagues say have to be followed for America to retain her greatness. We'll talk about that, as well as his contention that the growing discontent with Washington is not just against Democrats, but against all of the establishment here in the nation's capital. And you can catch our weekly visit with the Capitol Steps this week, taking a look at potentially some new airline rules as a result of the attempted Christmas Day bombing. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.